Welcome to Digital Transformers, the show that connects you with what you need to build, manage, and operate your digital supply chain. Join your host in a timely discussion on new and future business models with industry-leading executives. The show will reveal global customer expectations, real-world deployment challenges, and the value of advanced business technologies like artificial intelligence, blockchain, and robotic process engineering. And now, we bring you Digital Transformers.
Hello, everyone. Kevin L. Jackson. I'm here with another episode of Digital Asset Innovators. This is a series that is sponsored by the National DigiFoundry. And what we do is we highlight innovation across the digital asset ecosystem by talking with and introducing some of the innovators in this space. And today, I have an awesome opportunity to talk with Altid and with Art from Constellation Network. So, Altid Brown, what is a Constellation Network?
Thank you. So, I'm Altid, one of the co-founders of Constellation Network, and I also lead our global community digitally and physically in about 95, 96 countries, over 100,000 people and whatnot. Constellation Network is a Web3 infrastructure that allows anyone to launch their own tokens, subnets called metagraphs, or take existing Web3 principles and retrofit them into Web2 legacy systems as well, right? And so Constellation Network is really a plug-and-play suite of digital tools. It's an ecosystem, so it really depends on how you want to use us. But we're feeless, scales infinitely, interoperable with other blockchains.
Wow. And so what's your role?
Fortunately, recently I have been added to the advisory board and also the CIO advisor as well for Constellation. So I'm pretty excited about being a part of this team.
Wow, that sounds interesting. You know, one thing I was doing a little research for you guys, right? And I found out you do a lot of work with the government. The government is not known for being leading edge in technology. This must be kind of leading edge stuff. So why?
You know, I was fortunate enough to work with Constellation. My former work experience as a CIO for a DOD government contractor.
Okay.
And we were looking for some working with Constellation on the evolution of secure data protocols and secure content transfer. You know, the data is really everything when it comes to information exchange with government agencies. So that's, you know, some of the biggest weak points. So with Constellation and the government sponsoring some opportunities for data exchange, encrypted and leveraging blockchain technologies, it's Constellation definitely was founding a leader in innovation and scalability of data encryption and security. So it was very important. The government has definitely developed some traction on it. It's very attractive to them and to their vendors that they utilize for these contracts. So it's pretty exciting. And watching Constellation continue to evolve and expand and scale to large institutions and mobile solution sets has been a huge win for the government agencies that I've worked with in the past.
And also the cornerstone of Constellation is the Hypergraph, or HTTP. Which enables secure information sharing, it's a communication like a new rail to the internet. And so a lot of what we do within the government is also around collaboration and like secure information sharing. Like we've later worked with Space ISAC, for example, the Space Information Security Analysis Center,
right?
Which, you know, is another public-private partnership to share information securely back and forth between them to protect the non-terrestrial assets of America and her allies, right? So there's a lot of different touch points that we have within the breadth of the United States government.
Yeah.
But it's all kind of express their secure information sharing.
Well, you guys have some great traction. I mean, you guys are doing good. So what made you even, you know, consider collaborating with the National DigiFoundry?
Oh, besides you, Kevin. No, I mean, the NDF means great. Just, you know, enhancing or amplifying just blockchain education is really important. Constellation Network, being a part of writing standard practices and frameworks globally as well as like nationally is something that's important to like us as founders. I mean, there's a host of reasons. And just collaboration overall, and as a chain that prides itself on being interoperable and working and building bridges alongside some of our blockchain peers in other enterprises.
Right.
You know, just we are able to really get in the weeds and collaborate on important, impactful stuff at the NDF.
I'll tell you, I was really impressed with the cross-chain capabilities that you're bringing. And, you know, working operations at the NDF, that was one of the key things that drew us to Constellation. And in fact, when we built our infrastructure and we leveraged you on top of the IBM cloud, That's something else. You know, yeah. Powerful.
I think you hit a real good point there. Is the cross chain and the with Constellation's blockchain technology, they've really shown not just scalability, but the interface capabilities with so many different technologies. And I think that's very important. We're a lot of blockchain organizations are so focused on the financial perspectives or compliance in some areas, where the Constellation with technology really gives us the opportunity to leverage IoT devices, such as Door, which is very important. So it's been really pretty amazing watching the scalability and ability for this technology to not just stay focused in an area, but really expand, as Altif stated, with a global perspective. It really gives us so much opportunity, gives everybody an opportunity to leverage the technology.
Look, I'm not going to let you go on that. She said Door, right? Yeah. And everybody's thinking D-O-O-R. But it's not D-O-O-R. It's D-O-R. But it has something to do with foot traffic, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's,
what is it?
So Door Technologies is a company that we acquired a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of Constellation's ethos is, you know, putting the world's data on chain, right? And so Door Technologies, basically with foot traffic, it monitors foot traffic, you know, when you go through doorways, it's Door. And it allows, now that it's woven into our Web3 ecosystem, it allows the datapreneur, data and entrepreneur, those people to monetize their own foot traffic. So, you know, you could earn money just by walking through a doorway. And so,
an integration.
They had DTMs or, you know, on our website, whatnot. And, you know, and they're connected. We have thousands of them around the world. It's one of, like, the biggest mesh nets that has ever existed in blockchain.
Talk about innovation. So, Art, what's the future of the collaboration between the NDF and Constellation Network?
You know, after being in the conference yesterday, listening to the different perspectives of the different team members of the NDF, I'm very excited about the collaboration and the expansion. Actually, you know, the aspect of global warming monitoring was very exciting. I was like, wow, what a great thought process. And I thought about the integration of the Constellation technology involved in that whole monitoring perspective. And, you know, I don't want to say it's going to be easy. It's wonderful. So,
And that's been, you know, that's Benjamin Diggles, my co-founder, said yesterday, there's not much we can't do when we put our heads together. So,
I mean, thank you very much, the studies and Tom here. I mean, yesterday we had the Space Force, we had the Department of Treasury, we had the National Science Foundation. So we're going to talk with you more. And you guys are the infrastructure of leading, I guess, of information sharing workgroup. So thank you very much. And with that, come to the end of another episode of Digital Asset Innovators. Thank you very much for joining us. And please visit the National Digit Foundry at digifoundry.org.
Thank you for supporting Digital Transformers and for being a part of our global Supply Chain Now community. Please check out all of our programming at supplychainnow.com. Make sure you subscribe to Digital Transformers anywhere you listen to or view the show, and follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. See you next time on Digital Transformers.